Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's your girl, Jeannie Lauren here, kicking off our 10-day countdown to this special Halloween episode of Good Morning, Black Twitter. I've been telling you, Halloween is my favorite holiday, so get ready because the Halloween episode is going to be a lot of fun. Good Morning, Black Twitter is also taking over Brunch Noir this Sunday, so be sure to follow at Brunch Noir on Twitter and Instagram to get in all that goodness. All right, so this has been a week, hasn't it? I mean, we're finally done with all the debates. We never have to watch another Hillary Trump debate ever again. Hallelujah. But man, like the closer we get to the end of the election, the more I know I'm gonna miss Michelle. Hillary is gonna be too busy running the country to give us the caliber of gowns and looks that Michelle gave us. I mean, did you see this last day dinner? I don't think I've ever even seen Hillary wear a gown. Hillary's gonna wear pantsuits to everything and I'm sick. And I know pantsuits aren't the worst thing that's gonna happen, but I'm just saying, I'm gonna miss Michelle. For the looks alone. The looks alone. Pantsuits for all occasions? Anywho, today I'm gonna tweet for women who will never get caught dead in a relationship with a broke man. If you having man problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems and broke men ain't one. Hit me. I just can't. Can't do it, won't do it. Especially because I'll log on to Twitter and see women crying and wailing about the broke men they had kids with, and I do not want that to be me. True story, one Father's Day, I saw a woman crying and wailing about her baby daddy being broke and ugly. Sis, broke and ugly? Why was you having a baby with him then? You had to not only decide you were gonna date him, but that you were gonna then have a baby by him? And I'm just looking at the whole situation like, won't be me. Speaking of broke boys, broke boys, come out and play. Y'all been talking about Mary J. Blige's divorce from her husband Kendu, and I think it's much ado about nothing. I mean, they don't have kids. They were married in New Jersey, which isn't a community property state, and they have a prenup. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge, but I feel like if the prenup is reasonable, there's no reason why the judge isn't just gonna go by the prenup instead of granting Kendu these outrageous demands. I mean, Kendu might get something, but it's probably not gonna be based off of those demands that were made public. Because let's be real, have you seen those demands? Bruh. Kendu is requesting
$8,000 for a private chef, $3,200 for a personal trainer, $1,000 clothing allowance, $5,000 to continue paying his parents each month, $71,000 that he owes to rent for several properties, $5,000 to support his two children from a previous relationship, $2,500 for auto expenses and transportation, $5,708 for maintenance and repair on his properties, $5,732 for groceries, $21,677 for charitable donations, and $10,000 for entertainment, gifts, and vacations.
Which all comes out to a whopping $138,817 a month. That's not including the $100,000 he wants for attorney fees and the $30,000 he wants for accounting fees. Moral of the story, ladies, marry up. Now you might be thinking Jeannie was good for the goose is good for the gander, and you'd be wrong. Cause we're still living in a world where the goose and the gander ain't equal. Considering spousal support was created to help housewives who couldn't get their own income outside of their husband's income, and Kendu J. Blige has never been a housewife, I think he can take those demands and shove them. But it ain't my check, so good luck, Mary J. Another big breakup news, Kanye and Jay-Z is a wrap. I don't know about your timeline, but my timeline yesterday was just full of tweets like, Kanye, you thought. We all knew Kanye and Jay weren't friends. Like, real, real friends. It seems like everybody knew Kanye and Jay-Z weren't really friends except Kanye. Like, Kanye's still out in the world calling Jay-Z his big brother. Have you ever seen Jay-Z call Kanye little brother? Could just be me. I could have missed it. I'll own up to that. But I have never seen Jay-Z refer to Kanye as family. But guys, do you think it's possible in all of this that Kanye is really kind of jealous of B? Hold on, let me explain. We all know that Kanye is a huge Beyonce fan, right? However, Kanye's adored Jay for years before he and Beyonce ever got married, and it's not quite been reciprocated. Not to say that Jay doesn't like him, just to say Jay's always kept him at a distance. And the only people Jay really seems to have time for are his family. Now, if Kanye feels like he's put in all this work and given this person all this attention, and they keep paying attention to someone else named Beyonce, it would explain why Kanye wants Jay to leave his wife's tour, go to another country, find out how he's doing instead of just picking up the phone. I don't know, it's all speculation, but I feel like if you ever had that friend who you thought was good friends with you until they got a boo and then you never hear from them anymore, and then something happens and they decide to check up on you like, hey, how you doing? And then you just snap like, now you wanna know how I'm doing? I ain't heard from you in weeks. You was out here running around with Beyonce. If you really want to know how I'm doing, why don't you come by the house? And the person on the other end of the phone is stuck, like, I just wanted to see if you were okay. I'm just saying, I get the feeling Kanye might feel like he lost his big brother to a bigger Beyonce. And Jay-Z is out of fucks. Have you ever lost a friend to a relationship? Have you ever realized, after everyone else, that your friendship was a friendship in your head? Get at me in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me at GMBTShow. I'll be a shoulder. I hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget to check out my takeover of Brunch Noir on Sunday. And have a good morning, Black Twitter. Pantsuits!
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.